You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Yes, the doctor is in. We need some sanity this week, don't we? Oh, my gosh. What a weird week. Just a week of weirdos. We have the Hollywood shooter just randomly shooting at cars. You heard about that yesterday. People thought that they were shooting a movie. I was born in L.A. I was actually born in Hollywood, Cedars of Lebanon, which is now Cedars of Sinai, one of the hospitals where they took one of the people shot yesterday from the Hollywood shooting. And I don't really, though, remember living in L.A. I went to UCLA for a year also. I don't really remember, driving by and thinking a movie was being shot in front of you. I mean, I know we see movies and you see, cars drive by. I thought that was all set up on movies. I didn't realize that when you film a movie in Hollywood, you could just take a random intersection like yesterday, Vine and Sunset, for example, and just shoot video. And cars driving through are just a part of the scene. So that's what happened yesterday. Right? Driver buys and pedestrians thought they were shooting a movie. And this guy was just calmly shooting at people. Crazy. Then, of course, Virginia Tech a couple days ago. All right. A student from a nearby college, 22-year-old Ashley, walks onto campus, shoots the 39-year-old officer, then shoots himself. Weird. Just absolutely weird. And then yesterday, news broke that Sandusky's latest sexual assault alleged victim is his own grandson, 5-year-old grandson. You heard about that? I can barely report this stuff without vomiting in my mouth. This is absolutely frightening. Again, this is all alleged. Okay, you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, but this is crazy. Apparently, the ex-wife of Sandusky's son has already got a restraining order to keep Sandusky away from her grandkids, and she's the one that reported that her 5-year-old grandson was allegedly assaulted by grandpa. I mean, oh, you could just rip your hair out. And then yesterday, another news tidbit, on a subway in Manhattan, a man randomly started to grope a teenage girl. Then he went over and groped a full-grown woman. And then he wasn't drunk. It doesn't look like he was drunk or on drugs. And luckily, the lady screamed, and an off-duty cop came and, shot him in the butt. But, I mean, is this world crazy or what? Just absolutely crazy. Now, we were talking yesterday. I seriously think what we need to do is have all our children. I mean, look at the courses they take in school. They take home ec. Home ec is nice. I mean, I remember I took home ec. I still can't cook. I still don't, wash dishes properly in the dishwasher. I don't even remember what I learned at home ec. I took shop. After one semester of home ec, I'm like, heck with this. I'm going to take some shop. But why don't they have a required self-defense course in school? I mean, I keep telling y'all on the air, get your kids into Taekwondo, get your kids into Krav Maga if they allow kids. I know most classes don't allow you until you're 18, but oh my gosh, if your kid knows Krav Maga, whew, the assailant is leveled. I mean, imagine if, let's say if Jerry Sandusky, all these alleged sexual abuse cases are true, imagine Jerry coming up to a kid, right? And he doing the Spock grip or, nailing him in the neck. Why aren't we learning self-defense? We don't have to learn assault in school. Okay. But why can't we learn self-defense? Why can't we teach girls and guys how to block? Like this random teenage girl sitting on the subway with her mother. Somebody comes up and starts to grab at her chest. She could block. Why aren't we teaching self-defense? In most other countries, you have to go to the army, like Israel, for example. All right. Everybody at the age of 18 has to go into the army. Even if you do desk jobs, you still learn self-defense. You still go through boot camp. You still learn necessary physical defense techniques. Why aren't we doing that in America? Oh, no, Dr. Dahlia, we have too many people with guns and we have too much violence already. I'm just saying, teach the kids how to block. Is that so bad? I say we should do this. I mean, I see some of the courses, study hall. Really, study hall? Do kids really need to take study hall? You go home and study. Now, I can understand kids that have to work and have a job. But there are kids in study hall just sitting there Facebooking and texting and, drawing pictures and listening to their iPhone. No. Let's turn that into a self-defense course. Why not? No one's going to assault. No one's going to get violent. Just learn how to block. Remember, our kids are going to school now in a time where they don't learn how to fight. We don't have fights anymore. I mean, yeah, I'm sure there's some fights. But overall, I mean, when I went to school, there was a fight every day. There was a fight in gym. There was a fight in sex ed. There was a fight after school every day. You learned how to fight. Now, true, you get your butt kicked when you came home to mom and dad because you weren't allowed to fight. But that's where you learned how to fight. Okay? You know, now we're just hoping our kids, you know, watch some Rambo movies, you know, or pick it up from their video game. Wrong, wrong, wrong. If our kids are not going to fight in school, not that I'm saying that's appropriate. I mean, remember the case last week where a child was being choked on a bus, so he ended up punching the bully in the groin, and now the principal has him suspended for sexual assault. I mean, I think our world has gone absolutely crazy. And if a child can't defend themselves, and they're going to be accused of sexual assault, where we have somebody who is doing sexual assault, and these kids don't know how to protect themselves, this world is completely upside down, and I think we need to change things. All right, sorry if I'm going off on a tangent. I am just so frustrated. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Please, of course, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia so I could give you the most up-to-date medical updates, as well as follow us on Facebook, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Got a great show. We're going to review a lot of the top stories this week. Nuns are being suggested to take birth control. Yep, our nuns, our Catholic nuns being suggested to take birth control because they're at higher risk for cancer, ovarian cancer, breast cancer, endometrial cancer, because they're not getting pregnant. Right? Nuns don't get pregnant. I mean, let's Catholic Church has changed in the last, no, nuns don't get pregnant, which could put them at risk for higher cancers. So doctors are suggesting maybe they take the birth control pill. Also, there seems to be some health risks associated with being a lefty. So some of you that are lefties, you may want to hear this, although you'd be pleased to know that a lot of people are lefties. And I don't think anything bad's going to happen to you. Just can't find a scissors when you need one. So don't go away on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family,
peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yes, thank you, you know, for the messages. Happy Hanukkah. It isn't Hanukkah yet. Hanukkah is December 20th. I understand that President Obama celebrated Hanukkah a couple weeks earlier. I think he lit the candles. I don't know why. I don't know why you wouldn't celebrate the holiday, you know, when you're supposed to celebrate the holiday. Maybe December 20th isn't convenient. I don't know. I mean, it was a nice gesture, but I wouldn't think of celebrating Christmas on the wrong day. You celebrate Christmas on Christmas. You celebrate Arbor Day on Arbor Day. You celebrate Hanukkah on Hanukkah. But I guess it was more convenient for him to do it on December 6th or whatever. So, you know, thank you. But no, that doesn't mean by any means that the holiday happened 2 weeks ago. No, the White House doesn't have that much control. All right, here we are on the Dr. Dolly Show. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Mike on the line. Hey, Mike, how's it going?
It's going good, Dr. Dolly. How you doing?
Not too shabby.
Well, here's my question. I had open heart surgery in January of this year. I had an aortic valve replacement, aortic root replacement. And when they were in there, I had a lot of clots. I have a real severe atrial fibrillation. They did an ablation, but the ablation didn't take. So on a daily basis, you know, my AFib just goes, well, it goes really crazy, of course, which leads to being tired,
fatigued,
what, you know, and it's really frustrating because before that, before I had the open heart surgery, I was really active, and now I just kind of, I'm really tired all the time, and I'm wondering, without an ablation, is there a pacemaker or anything they can do to try to regulate that?
Yeah, there's medicines. I mean, there are medicines that they could do to kind of control the rate. There's amiodarone and Rhythmol and beta pace. They may have to try, but, you know, the reason why you're tired is you're not getting good cardiac output. You know, the atrial fibrillation, it's the electricity that's not being shot off rhythmically. So what happens is your atrium fibrillates as opposed to going ba-boom, ba-boom, and I'm having a nice cycle of the electricity such that, you know, the pump or the chambers of your heart beat on a regular basis. So when you're beating ba-boom, 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 you're feeling it. You're probably getting shortness of breath. You're not getting enough oxygen, and it's frustrating. So I agree that the atrial fibrillation probably has to be addressed early on. And I'm assuming, Jay, they checked your thyroid and made sure there's, you know, none other issues. Sometimes if your thyroid is hyperactive or being overtreated, that could also cause your rhythm to go screwy. But many people that do fail cardioversion or ablation, they'll be put on medications, and a lot of these medications work well. Has your cardiologist talked to you about any of these?
Yeah, well, I'm on Digoxin. Well, I'm on about seven or eight different medications, Digoxin, and I'm on a couple of other. I'm on a diuretic. I'm on warfarin, and then I'm on carbidol.
Okay.
And it doesn't seem to be, I was on amiodarone. I was back in the hospital. I feel like I'm kind of a guinea pig. They've had to kind of give me different regimens, but, you know, it gets a little better, and then it kind of goes crazy. What surgically options, would another cardiac aversion, would that be another option, or is there another surgical procedure that's not?
Yeah, they do like these, and again, I'm not a cardiologist. There's like an ablation. There's also this maze procedure where they kind of use a scalpel and they try to make scar tissue such that it could redirect the electrical impulse. Yes, there are some other things. My only concern is they may not suggest that because you have other concomitant issues going on. It sounds like you probably have some elements of early heart failure because of I'm assuming you had clogged arteries, and that's why you had to have open heart surgery. Right? Did you have, did they have to open, you know?
No, actually, when I went to the cardiologist, I went to my primary care, thought I had the flu, and then she sent me to the cardiologist, and I was in heart failure. My heart was down to about 10% operating. Mm-hmm. capacity, but they went up and checked my veins. Everything was good, but I had a bad aortic root and I had
the
bad aortic valve.
Okay. So having that, and I hate using the term heart failure because I think that's very scary. I waited for somebody to say, Dahlia, you're in heart failure. But if you just look objectively, heart failure means your pump of your heart is failing. It's not ejecting as much blood as it should. So you end up getting backflow of fluid, which is why you're on the diuretic. They give you Coumadin because if your heart isn't beating properly or you have issues with your valve or atrial fibrillation, the blood can clot. And when the blood can clot, because it's not being pushed through, you could get clots, etc. But here's the thing. I don't know if you would qualify for like the surgical maze or some of these other fancy things they could do because you already have a very delicate heart. My suggestion would be to get a second opinion. I mean, I wish I had more information for you. It's just, again, it's not like you're coming in just with atrial fibrillation. You got a lot going on. Sometimes these electrophysiologists, there's doctors that are specialists just in, atrial fibrillation and the electricity, and that may be an option too. Okay?
Thank you, Dr. Dye. I appreciate your time.
No problem. Good luck with this. Keep me posted. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, it's interesting that Mike brought this up. Yesterday, I had answered an email where they said, Dr. Dahlia, if there was one symptom that you had to say you should never, ever ignore, right, because sometimes, you know, chest pain could be a muscle ache. Sometimes fever could be a cold. What symptom would it be? Now, that's a hard question because, of course, as a doctor, you know, look at every symptom, okay? A fever could be serious. Chest pain could be serious. But I think the one symptom that I don't think ever has a benign cause would be shortness of breath. if ever you're going along and you're fine and then you have trouble breathing, that to me, it should always be looked at. Well, but Dr. Dolly, what if you're asthmatic? Well, same thing. If you're asthmatic, you should be in good control. So if you start becoming more shortness of breath, it's got to get checked. Right? Shortness of breath could be a sign of a variety of things. It could be a sign that you're, you know, having a heart attack. It could be a sign that you have a pulmonary embolism. It could be a sign that your asthma is not under control. It could be a sign of pneumonia. It could be a sign of a clot to the lungs. There's a variety of things. Reason why we brought that up is there was a young girl in England who had gone to the hospital for her leg being a little swollen and red. So the doctor treated her with antibiotics and some anti-inflammatories, probably thinking it was either an infection or a superficial thrombophlebitis, you know, a little inflammation of a superficial vessel, never bothered to do the, you know, deeper ultrasound, sends her home. She dies 12 hours later because it ended up being a blood clot that traveled to her lungs. And so we were talking on last night's show how you take all leg swelling seriously, take all shortness of breath seriously. True, being, you know, out of shape, you could be short of breath. But if you notice, even when you're in the gym and you're on the equipment, there's always a little sign saying, if you're short of breath, stop. So, again, that's a difficult question to ask because I think we should, you know, look at all symptoms. I would never ignore a chest pain. Even if you think it's a pulled muscle, let's still check it out. But I'd say shortness of breath probably is up there as something that I would never, if a person walked in saying, oh, I have some shortness of breath, I would never blow off. You know, I mean, you really shouldn't blow off anything, really, I mean, in medicine, but I would take seriously. All right, so let's talk about lefties, okay? What medical issues could lefties have? Well, a report came out saying lefties may be more inclined to have, now, I don't agree with this, okay? So don't kill the messenger. Schizophrenia, attention deficit, and dyslexia. They say it's more common in left-handed people. All right. Now, I know, you know, many of you are probably like, what? Now, okay, look, don't fear. All right. If you're a lefty, you're in good company. All right. Ronald Reagan was a lefty. All right. George Bush is a lefty. Bill Clinton, a lefty. Barack Obama is a lefty. I think Angelina Jolie, Bruce Willis. I love Bruce Willis. He's a lefty. Albert Einstein was a lefty. Danny Kaye, Shirley MacLaine. Gosh, so many. You know, lots of course, well, we know lefties when we watch baseball. But, you know, do I really believe that the lefties are more inclined? Okay. So they looked at the study and, you know, they found, okay, well, maybe it's because of environmental factors in the womb. I don't know. You know, to be honest, I think what these doctors and researchers are doing, which we're going to talk about after the break, is I think they're trying to find connections between people that aren't just related to blood type or just related to race. They're trying to see if maybe they could group lefties together. And I kind of like that idea. I commend them for looking down that path, because one thing we're going to talk about after the break is how they found that men and women, when they clog their arteries, when they have arteriosclerosis, they clog them differently. And we've known that for a while, but I love where research is now going, because I think the next frontier in medical research isn't to lump people as Hispanic and African American and Caucasian and go, okay, let's just treat them all the same. There may be other types of constitutions that people fall into. And rather than just treating the disease and doing an all or nothing, we need to treat the person. So it's some cool stuff. So don't go away. We're going to talk more about this. Plus some new vaccine news coming up. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, please follow me on my Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. You can email us on our website at drdahlia.com. And don't forget, we still have the Alaskan cruise coming up this summer after we get through this beautiful Christmas season. All right, we're going to have to start coming up with our summer plans and booking early. So I'm still going. We're still booking. We got a great group already. I cannot wait. Cannot wait. So please join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. I also want to apologize. Usually I have my Christmas music as part of my bumper music. I apologize. We've been a little slow on that. I haven't been able to organize yet because I love having the Christmas bumpers. True, I sing to the Christmas bumpers, and then you all have to listen to my singing. So I'm sure some of you are like, no, skip it this year. But we will get our Christmas music up. I love Christmas music, so I promise we'll get that rocking and rolling too. All right, so you know, we were talking about a little bit before the break that I think the next frontier in medicine and the next huge advancements in research need to be looking more into the person and the actual patient. I think a big problem we have is looking at people and just treating them with the same treatment. Let's say, for example, you get colon cancer. Okay, you're going to be treated the same way as your neighbor, as your mailman, as your plumber, as your doctor. We're all kind of treated overall the same way. Only recently they start to realize that with blood pressure, maybe whites need to be treated different than African Americans versus Hispanics. Certain people respond better to blood pressure medicine. Certain people don't. One thing I notice is an African American women, when you have these ladies on a diuretic like hydrochlorothiazide or LASIK, they seem to lose their potassium more than other Caucasians, Hispanics, etc. And so we need to start training our medical staff how to look more at the person than just give everybody the same medication and just treat everybody the same. Now, an interesting advancement here was the nun story. We were talking about how researchers are looking at nuns going, okay, now wait a second, right? If we look at these specific people, all right, nuns don't get pregnant, they don't take birth control, so they ovulate more than the average woman. Remember, when you're pregnant, you don't ovulate. You don't need to make eggs because you're pregnant for the 9 months, right? If you're on birth control, it prevents you from ovulating so you don't get pregnant. Well, they found that if nuns aren't pregnant and they don't take birth control, then they have more cycles. And with more cycles, you could be at risk for breast cancer, endometrial cancer, ovarian cancer. We've known for years that the birth control pill protects against ovarian cancer. Not really a lot of studies saying birth control protects against breast cancer, but pregnancy does. And breastfeeding does. So if nuns don't breastfeed and they aren't pregnant, etc., they could be more at risk. Now, they talked to, I believe it was a liaison, a public relation liaison, who said that, you know, this really isn't a moral problem. This would be a, if it's a medical issue, she's a part of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, that there may be a valid medical reason to do this. Of course, it's still up to the Pope, but giving a nun, I guess, a hormonal combination therapy, if you call it that way, then it's not technically birth control. Because remember, the Catholic Church, you're not supposed to take birth control, right, if you're having sex. Right, this is a completely different issue. This is using hormones for a medicinal purpose. So I think they're going to allow it. It's just, you know, how to convince nuns to take birth control. It's kind of interesting. You know, we think that our bodies are supposed to do things naturally. If I was a nun, I would probably have an issue, you know, taking hormones, you know, to prevent cancer. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If I feel fine, why would I do that? You know, but they are finding an increased incidence of endometrial cancer, ovarian cancer, breast cancer in nuns. So we either have to watch them closer, or you could consider, you know, trying them on birth control or some sort of a hormonal supplement to see if, of course, this would have to be done premenopausal. Course. Yeah. Okay. So we're talking about individualizing and looking at people as individual rather than rampantly treating people with an all or nothing. This has got to be the next step in medicine. Okay. I had thrown a homeopathic term prior to the break. I had thrown out the term constitution. People have constitutions. I learned this from my partner who I originally opened my practice with. He's moved to Portland. His name is Dr. Stuart Curry. He had received a degree in homeopathy, and as well as he was a family medicine doctor, MD, etc. And he had said that in homeopathy, people fall into constitutions. And they fall into, you know, under these constitutions depending on how their body reacts to things. For example, many of you, after you eat a meal, you immediately have to go and poop. Right? Right? Many of you are like, look, if I eat a meal within an hour, I am going to have to use the bathroom. Yet some of us know we can hold it for 8-9 hours. So those people that, let's say, react that way, there's many of you in that group. Well, what if we need to look at people as these constitutions? You know, maybe if your body works that way, then you're going to react differently to a medication. You know, how come some of my patients, if I give them 5 milligrams of a statin for cholesterol, their cholesterol drops down to the floor? We could get away with 5 milligrams, yet with others, we have them on 40 milligrams, and it barely touches them. Why is that? Is it the medication? Is it the actual cholesterol molecule? No, it's the person. You see? Same thing with blood pressure. I have some people, I'll put them on one blood pressure medicine and their blood pressure will fall nicely, beautiful. I don't have to do anything else. Easy day. I get to leave the office early. Yet you have other people, they're on 4 medications. Look at this previous caller that we had, Mike. Okay, he looks like he had had multiple therapies on his heart. Why didn't that work for him? Sometimes ablation works for others. Sometimes the amiodarone works for others. Why not for him? So what we have to do as scientists and researchers is look at the person. Now, the gentleman that wrote Eat by Your Blood Type, you know, I really commend his foresight. Now, would people fall under certain categories based on their blood type? I wouldn't be surprised if there's some categorization. I mean, you know, group, you know, type B's, blood type B's may be, you know, similar and dissimilar to blood type O's. But we haven't really been able to see any advancements in that respect. But it's an interesting thought. Well, if you're of a certain blood type, you need to eat a little differently. All right. I mean, it's an interesting thought. I love the idea that somebody is thinking laterally like that. So, you know, when they make advancements, I'll tell you. But right now, no, we're still like, all right, well, let's just treat this one illness this way. Here's a new pill for this. I mean, that's what they're doing with Alzheimer's. That's what they're doing with breast cancer. And why? Because that's the easiest way to go. It's the, you know, shortest distance between two points. It's the cheapest way to do things. Let's find a medicine and treat people. But we need to realize that some people may not react to that treatment. Same thing with people that react to vaccines. How come some people can't take the flu vaccine and some can? We need to figure out what those people are. Take the groups of people that don't respond and figure out what makes them tick. That has to be the next frontier in medicine. But that's a hell of a lot harder, hell of a lot more time consuming, and a hell of a lot more expensive. All right, guys, for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In infectious disease news, I love infectious disease, one of my most favorite subjects. Listeria outbreak is finally over. Remember the whole cantaloupe? Listeria outbreak, it is finally over. Unfortunately, it ended with one more person dying, so the death toll is up to 30. But remember, we talked about the reason why once the cantaloupes over-ripened and died, the outbreak wasn't over then, because people who consumed the cantaloupe, Listeria was in their system, had to grow, incubate, then make them sick, and then they had to recover. So finally, the Listeria outbreak is over. FDA had traced the Listeria outbreak to machinery and pooled water areas in the Jensen farm. Also, there was some machinery that wasn't properly cleaned and dried to prevent infection. So the lawsuits are starting to happen now with Jensen Farms, but scary stuff, but at least Listeria outbreak is over. Also in infectious disease news, they have developed a vaccine against the Ebola virus. Remember the scary Ebola virus from the Outbreak movie with Dustin Hoffman? Scared the heck out of me. I was in medical school at the time going, oh my God, I don't want to get Ebola. Well, they have found that they have been able to make a vaccine in mice, so they're going to have to try it on humans, and if so, it's going to protect people. I love it. I don't like Ebola. Ooh, I don't even like the name. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How sugary are your breakfast cereals? And Muslim women aren't supposed to look at cucumbers because it can make them horny. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Guys, did you know that starting in your early 30s, your testosterone drops 1 to 3% each year? By 50, you may have already lost half your testosterone. That could explain a lot, like your low energy, muscle turning to fat, and a low drive in your romantic life. Discover Ageless Male, the first and only all-natural supplement that's clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels by 61% and still within healthy, normal ranges. And when your testosterone levels are healthy, you can feel more like you did 20 years ago. That energy, that focus and concentration, that passion in your love life. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, this just blew me away. An Islamic cleric living in Europe reportedly has warned Muslim women to not get, quote unquote, too close to bananas, cucumbers, or other produce to avoid having sexual thoughts. Now, the cleric is unnamed. Okay, this is a directive that was featured in an article in El Senusa, which is a religious publication, said that if women wanted to eat these foods, right, a third party, preferably a male related to them, such as a father or husband, should cut the items into small pieces before serving them. They say carrots and zucchini need to be added to the list of forbidden foods for women. All right. Now, of course, you know, people are kind of looking at this like, are you kidding me? Are you really? Really? I mean, if that's the case, should men not, you know, look at like melons, you know, cantaloupes or, I mean, what's going on? This is crazy stuff. So, I mean, I don't know if this is going to go anywhere, but when you see this, you're just, I mean, thank God we live in America and hopefully nobody, I mean, I really don't see anything phallic about a banana. And I think the reason why is bananas, they get mushy, you know, and I just don't look at that, you know, and cucumbers really, you know, obviously people don't really understand the shape of the male phallus. I mean, I could understand maybe a long mushroom. That would make more sense. Banana, no, and it's curved. Well, a curved banana could be a priapism. You know, let's just change subjects. All right, here we are on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so our sugars, our cereals are too sugary. Boo. All right, so some researchers are saying, really, kids should just avoid, you know, sugary cereals. All right, some of the cups, if you looked at sugar per sugar, if you eat a cup of some of these sugary cereals, it could equal 3 Chips Ahoy cookies. Right? Or it could equal a Twinkie. All right, man, I down a Twinkie before my breakfast cereal. I know that's bad. I got diabetes in the family, gotta watch it. So here's the list of the 10 worst sugary cereals. I believe this comes from Environmental Working Group. I'm trying to see who gets credit for this list. Yep, Environmental Working Group. Okay. They like to come up with a lot of lists. All right, here we go. 10 worst children's cereals. Number one is Kellogg's Honey Smacks. Number 2 is Post's Golden Crisp. Number 3 is Kellogg's Fruit Loops Marshmallow. I had no idea there was a marshmallow Fruit Loops. Doesn't that sound kind of good? Right? You know, I love Lucky Charms because of marshmallows. But at least with Lucky Charms, you got the brown cereal that nobody wants to eat, so you pick out the marshmallows. I mean, that's a double whammy there, Fruit Loops and marshmallow. Number 4, Quaker Oats. Captain Crunch Oops All Berries. Number 5, Quaker Oats Captain Crunch Original. I never like Captain Crunch. That's just too sugary. I thought that was like a spoonful of sugar. That was not tasty. I've never liked Captain Crunch. Number 6, Quaker Oats O's. Number 7, Kellogg's S'mores. I had no idea this cereal existed. Kellogg's S'mores. Gosh, that sounds good. All right, bad. Kellogg's Apple Jacks, Quaker Oats Captain Crunch Crunch Berries, again, a cereal I never liked, Kellogg's Fruit Loops Originals. These are the 10 worst sugary cereals. So here's the thing, all right, if you got to wean your kids off because they're not going to eat oatmeal, one idea is to get a healthy cereal and maybe just sprinkle a little bit of the sugary cereal on top of it as opposed to giving them a whole bowl. You know, another thing we talked about earlier this week was, I think, a huge problem with our diet is the size of our dishes. We get a lot of our dishes at Target. I go to Walmart a lot, but for some reason I get my dishes at Target. I don't know why. Anyway, our plates are about a foot long by a foot wide. Okay? All right. Plates used to be smaller. Our bowls used to be smaller. So when you feed your child cereal, you fill up the bowl. You don't realize that your bowl could be 2 cups or 3 cups or 4 cups, depending on how big the bowl is. All right? Same thing with our plate. You know, when you look at the Last Supper, the original Last Supper, Jesus is eating off of a very, very small bowl, small plate, right? We, over the centuries, have expanded our plate size, and we fill up our plate. Years ago, I used to go to the Circus Buffet out here in Nevada. We have the Circus. And great hotel for cheap buffets back in the 80s. I don't know if they still have the Circus Buffet. I think they do. And they were one of the first buffets I remember to come up with a big, huge plate. We're talking this plate was probably a Frisbee and a half in size. All right, huge plate. And I think the Circus Buffet at the time in the 80s was like $3.99. You know, so my family could feed us for kind of cheap. And, you know, would eat, and then, you know, sometimes my family was like, well, you know, sit here long enough and then maybe we'll get dinner. But they kicked us out. But anyway, we would fill up our plate. I remember looking at those plates as huge. Well, here we are 30 years later, and these are the plates most people have in their house. We have those big size plates. No wonder we're getting diabetes. No wonder we're fat. We need to go back to smaller plates. Now, if Michelle Obama wants to do something for nutrition, I know they came up with a new pie chart or plate or whatever. I really think there should be a movement to make our plates smaller. Plates need to be smaller. You know, if you ever go to a fancy restaurant, we don't go to a fancy restaurant that much, especially in the economy, but every once in a while we do. And if you go to a French restaurant, you get a little bitty piece of meat. You know, and then they decorate the plate with sauces, right? but your entree is really tiny. And people complain, but maybe we shouldn't. Maybe that's the way it should be. Your entree should be tiny. Then you decorate it, you add some lettuce, add some fluff, so you kind of tease your brain into thinking you're eating enough. But I think we're really doing things wrong. And if we want to fix the nutrition problem, smaller plates, people, smaller bowls. That's I think it's an easy solution, cheap solution, smaller everything. You know, we're talking about children. Oh, really quickly, that pepper spray lady, remember Walmart in a Walmart, California, it was a California Walmart in the valley on Black Friday. The woman pepper sprayed about 20 people trying to, you know, go to the Xbox display, and she and her teenagers left empty-handed. Well, apparently there's going to be no felony charges laid out against her because she acted in quote-unquote self-defense. She said she was trying to defend her teenage kids because of the whole rampage going on with the Xbox, and she's now going to turn around and sue Walmart. Is that ridiculous? Just absolutely ridiculous. Walmart's been in the news a lot. Plus, there was a lady making meth in the middle of a Tulsa Walmart. She was hanging out for 6 hours. I think she brought her own sulfuric acid, was trying to mix it with lighter fluid. I really don't know how to make meth. I missed that day in chemistry class. But she was caught hanging out in the Walmart making meth. I love Walmart. I go there. But gosh, they are in the news almost every single day. You know, speaking of lawsuits, you heard the Occupy protesters in L.A. were saying they were traumatized and maybe suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder when they were arrested. When the Occupy L.A. movement was cleared out by LAPD, they said that they think they need therapy. And so I'd like to see where this one goes. Really, you need therapy for being, you know, what about all the therapy we've needed, having to listen to this day after day, right, not getting to work? Right, because of traffic. Don't we need therapy? Were we traumatized? I got to tell you, people in their lawsuits, absolutely crazy. Crazy. All right, I know we're coming up to the end of the show. There's supposed to be a vaccine coming out for cruise ship sickness. Yeah, cruise ship. Now, not the Dr. Dolly cruise. Dr. Dolly cruise, always clean. Nobody ever gets sick on the Dr. Dolly cruise coming up this June. But they think they have come up with a vaccine where they give you two doses 3 weeks apart via a nasal spray against the norovirus, which is very common in closed spaces, you know, such as a cruise ship. And what they're trying to do is hopefully get this passed and through the clinical trials where people going on cruises, let's say, could get this vaccine a few weeks before against the norovirus. Pretty cool stuff. But again, like I said, Dr. Diet Cruise doesn't seem to happen. Doesn't seem to happen pretty good. I know we're running out of time. I wanted to talk really quickly about kids in Hollywood. For those of you that have watched X Factor this week, you saw the little girl, Rachel Crowe, who had been so mature and amazing. She's like a little Aretha Franklin. I love this girl. Absolutely break down and cry on stage when she was eliminated. And the poor girl screaming for mommy. And, you know, this show built her up and built her up into a diva. And I love this little girl, but no wonder kids later do drugs. You know, when you saw this girl's anguish, it just killed you. And so we're going to probably talk about that a little bit more on the next show. All right, guys, you all be safe. Great show and Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.